Lord God, may our hearts be open to what your word is speaking into our lives. For God, we know that there are so many ways in which we shut you out. The times whenever we ignore you, the times whenever we go about our business. But God, we ask that you would invade us, that you would end up knocking loose the things that have been held up by temptations and struggles and pettiness. And that God, instead, you would be the one to direct our paths, because you are the one who can see far beyond what we can imagine. Lord God, guide us and shape us today. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, howdy. So, you may have been expecting Pastor Badawi. Whenever the storm came up and everything, the decision was made to go ahead and postpone his visitation for another Sunday. So instead, today you have post-vacation Jason. All right. Which, for those of you who maybe may or may not have known, I went ahead and spent a few days and went up to Alaska. Was going to the convenience store and decided to just keep going. But with it, though, was instead of taking a cruise, I had decided, you know what, I'm going to try to see some different spots and spend a lot of time on the train, but also got a chance to see some of the interior, got a chance to check out some of the local wildlife, saw some of the glaciers, spent some time there in one of the fjord areas, and then spent some time in Juneau and got to learn a little bit about some of the local indigenous tribes that had been up in that area. And saw a friend of mine who has been in ministry, has been going through health issues, and but also just being able to, you know, reconnect and to be able to see someone that just hadn't had a chance to see him as much lately. But one of the things that was difficult about going on the trip is that, to be honest, it didn't feel real. It felt in many ways like I was seeing all these things on television, even with it right in front of me. And one of the things that was strange about that is, well, why? Why did it not feel so real? And to realize is that, to be completely honest, my heart was distracted. And part of it was realizing that as I had just left the state, all of a sudden I'm realizing that a storm had blown through and caused billions of damage to my city, and not knowing for sure if everyone was going to be okay. Part of it was also worrying about the church. It's hard. You spend your time being responsible for a church, and you step away, and the whole time you're just like, well, is everybody going to be okay? But even more than that is there's questions about the future. Just even allowing things just to be on your mind and to say, what's going to happen next? What am I supposed to do next? Where is life going next? And realizing the whole time is then, hey, there's a bear. And you're just, wait, you're snapped out of it, trying to pause and realize, how is it that I'm not seeing what is right in front of me because of all the things that are consuming my mind? And that is the image that we have as we see Nicodemus, this intelligent man who has come to the Messiah, the Lord of all, and is speaking with Jesus, and we realize he is not ready for Jesus. His mind is not there. His concepts, his perspective, he is not ready for Jesus. And I would say that in many ways, I wonder if that is how we find ourselves as we come to the gospel, is this question of, are we really seeing what God is doing right now, or are we distracted? Are we distracted with the million different things that somehow are going to take our heart and our mind and somehow make this seem less important? Or maybe we just don't even realize what's actually happening in front of us. Because it is easy to ignore, or sometimes even just to shut out, what it is that God is doing, because we are so consumed with the things that we find important in our everyday life that we can't even pause long enough to step away and to see that maybe God is speaking and doing something even bigger than what we imagine. You see, we hear in this passage this idea of what it is to be born again. And I would say, I think that we've heard that phrase so many times, it's lost its meaning. I would say that you must be born again has become such a catchphrase that we don't even know what it is to be born again sometimes. You see, this idea of seeing the world through new eyes, through a new birth, what is the water and what is the Spirit? And what is it that God is doing? Because here we come to this passage, and it is so hard to preach any of the other passages when you have John 3:16 in front of you, and yet at the same time realizing that if I were to say John 3:16, I'm almost afraid of saying the quotation, because then I'm afraid of causing everyone listening to go into autopilot. What is it that Nicodemus is doing here, this educated man? He is looking to dialogue, but maybe he's not even ready for actual truth at this moment. All these questions, all these back and forths. Because oftentimes what the teachers would do is that they would come in and they would argue and debate just for the sake of argument and debate. Not even to necessarily ask if God is speaking at that moment in time, but just did you have a good argument? Because oftentimes the teachers of the law were not actually getting to a final answer. They just wanted to sound educated. And isn't that oftentimes what we look to for our religious leaders today? How many times it is that we're just wanting to make sure, did the person add in something where I can feel smarter today, or I feel like I got something that I hadn't actually heard previously, or maybe some extra piece? And we know how much the church has struggled all of its two millennia, that even at the early days, the Gnostics were just fascinating people with new and interesting ideas. When in reality, it just came to the question of what is God doing in our faith today. But as much as we might be looking at these things and saying, I want to learn something, how often do we come into church and say it's not about the question of, am I learning some new fact today, but rather is saying, am I willing for God to change me today? Am I willing to be somebody new and different because of my time with God today? Because I think that that's the thing about who they saw God to be back in those times, is that as much as we might look at everything that God has done in our world, the beauty of creation, everything that is there, is that how often do we then start to tune it out? And it's not even a real thing anymore. You see, we then get to this point of just having normal responses that we make to anything and to everything. See, I was when I came back on Wednesday. Wow. And not Wednesday, Thursday. I don't even know what day I came back. What day did I come back? Oh my word. Feels weird. So I come back, and then all of a sudden I'm getting a message saying, "Hey, some people want to go dancing. Do you want to go dancing?" And my immediate thought is, "Oh, I can't do that." My immediate response is, I can't do that. And I paused and I said, wait, I've got some time. I'd love to spend my energy on that. It'll be fun and there are some friends there. Why not go? And then I did, and it was fun, and had a great time. And I realized that there are so many pieces where instead of actually listening and absorbing what's there at that moment, is instead I've already gone through the motions of how I'm going to respond. You see, we make a lot of assumptions about what's happening in our life and in our world already. We don't even listen. We don't even actually take things in. We already know how we're going to respond. But it's not just in the things that are out there, but we do that here too. The things that where we say, I don't have time for this, or this isn't my usual area. This isn't what I normally do. Or even other times where we might even say, I don't really want to open myself up to that. Because what if it fails? There are a number of things that I've seen over the last 5 years that have either fumbled or been canceled. Because we can see the times whenever people aren't willing to be open to it. To see that God might be doing something at this moment in time. Well, that's not something that I normally do. That's not something we normally do. And to not see it from a different point of view is this question that God is asking through Jesus here. We testify to the things that we have seen. How are you a teacher of the law and yet you do not understand what I'm saying to you? Nicodemus comes in and says, we see the miracles that you have done and we know that God is with you. Do you even know what you're saying? We see the miracles that you are doing. People are healed. People are freed. There is hope. There is life. We're going to see resurrections. We know the miracles. You must be with God. Do you even hear yourself, Nicodemus? You're coming to the person who can change everything, and all you can come up with is, we see the miracles that you are doing. You must be a man of God. Blah, blah, blah. John 3:16. Is how many times is it that God is just saying, would you just open your eyes because of what God is doing? We already have been washed with the water. Are we even listening to the Spirit? Because the thing with this is that there Jesus is not just teaching and preaching, but he's asking, what is it that the Spirit is doing? Because what does Jesus end up doing after he rises again? He leaves. Why? Because there needs to be time for the Spirit to do the work. But how often do we end up stopping at the second person of the Trinity? You see, with this is that we realize how often we can spend our time making sure that we've learned all the things we're supposed to learn. And yet, how do we pause and ask what God is actually doing in us? Because the woman at the well didn't need any extra information. She didn't need to be educated in anything. And yet she knew how to respond when the Lord of all creation is standing right in front of her. It's to say, let me follow you. Because that's a piece of what we end up seeing here, is that as we are brought to repentance, is that it's not something general. You see, whether we're baptized as infants or adults, is that we are brought face to face with what God has done. That he has been embodied in human form. And I think we take for granted just how amazing and miraculous that is. And that we don't stop to realize that he has washed us. He has washed you. You have new life. But are we actually taking time to see the serpent lifted up on the pole? We start at John 3:16 and we don't go back to John 3:14. And we don't pause to realize that the reason why that serpent had to be lifted up on that pole is that the people needed to look and to realize why they were struggling in the first place. The serpents, everything that kept biting them, there was one right up on that pole, and they were supposed to look it dead in the eye and know, this is why I'm struggling right now. And I don't know if you do that. I don't know. I don't know your hearts. I don't know your minds. I don't know where you're at right now. Do you? Are you genuinely here at the cross this morning because you genuinely are saying, I know that I have caused the issues that I'm facing right now? Do you? Like, not the we. Let's take a moment from the we, because that's the easy way. We know that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. No, I have sinned in thought, word, and deed. Are you willing to look up on that cross and see why it is that Jesus has to die for you? But more than that, is it something where you're also willing to change? Because that's the thing that Alaska ended up getting into my head, is that there I am staring at glaciers. I've got people on this boat saying that they've seen more animals, more collapsing ice, more of these, the best weather that they had maybe ever had on a trip. And I'm standing there just trying to feel like anything's happening. Was the issue the trip? No, the issue was me. The issue was me. And to realize, if I've been spending so much time so narrowly focused on the things that are right in front of me, I didn't get what I was looking for here. I didn't hope for that. I was not what. And instead, is to be able to realize that I have limited what I could possibly be up to in the world, in God's creation. Because I'd spent all my time limiting what God could be doing at this moment. But maybe instead of trying to spend the time saying, what am I supposed to be doing? Is instead to be saying, what am I called to be doing? Because maybe is that we spend so much time defining ourselves by the job that we work, by the age that we are, by the city that we live in. Maybe we define ourselves by being annoyed at something. Maybe we define ourselves by thinking who we're supposed to fight against. Maybe we define ourselves by thinking that no one's given us what we want, so therefore we're just not going to appreciate anything around us. Instead of pausing to say that maybe God's Spirit is already there in you and is calling you to something more. But it does start with you. There is only so much that we can get frustrated about out there before we have to pause and say, what's happening right here? And that's the piece that Nicodemus needed time to realize. He said he had come in looking for a good debate with somebody instead of realizing that his life was about to be changed forever. But your life has been changed forever. Your life is different. Your life is now new. So my question to you is, instead of looking at everything around you as just some sort of a screen, always on the other side of a wall, instead, what would it mean if God's Spirit is there changing what you see and what you do? Because God so loved the world, including you, that He gave His only begotten Son. Forgive the King James. That whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Because God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. So you are no longer condemned. Whatever you have ignored, whatever you have brushed aside because you thought that you already had everything figured out and you were not even bothering to listen to what God was saying. Today is your new day. What is God doing in your life today? Thanks be to God.